For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Across the globe, the drug epidemic continues to spread, enslaving entire populations. Men, women, children. Drug legalization advocates want you to turn a blind eye to the threat that continues to close in on your community, your home, and your family. Is letting your friendly neighborhood hippie get his kicks smoking grass in his mother's basement really worth the risk easily accessible dangerous narcotics poses to your family? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Thursday, Thanksgiving, November 24th, 2005, Reuters reported an alarming drug abuse rate in Afghanistan. It would seem that their lax stance on drugs, coupled with heroin and opium being so easily accessible, that they now have over 1 million drug addicts. That's roughly 4% of their entire population, and the problem is growing. On that same day, Reuters reported that across Europe, cocaine use is on the rise. It started to become increasingly more available in big cities and is now visible in their everyday culture, according to the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction. Unless you wake up soon, this threat will be at your front door. You need the drug war. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Mexican officials claim a success in the war on drugs, with a side note. Although the arrest of Ricardo Garcia Arquiza, a surgeon nicknamed the Doctor and the heir of the Juarez cartel, was a great blow to the war on drugs, others are saying he is not that significant. I can think of 15 people who are bigger players. And this while the homicide rate is still in double digits in Jalisco and Nuevo Laredo. The streets run red from the blood money of businesses enforcing their market share by black market rules. As their politicians give more U.S.-backed fuel, the fire of prohibition just keeps getting hotter under their feet. Ricardo is not even listed on the Attorney General's website listing Mexico's most wanted traffickers. Whatever the case, drug gang bosses have come and gone in Mexico over the past 3 decades, and the northbound flow of drugs and violence has continued. A drop in the bucket? Well, you get my point. I have a question for our drug warriors. One down, and how many to go until we have a drug-free America in Mexico? This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
The good, the bad, the ugly. You get the drug war news right here on the Drug Truth Network. And if you think the drug war is a positive thing, please send me a 250 to 300 word essay. If your essay is chosen and you'll go over the airwaves of the Drug Truth Network, we'll send you a check for $100. Is there anybody left who believes in this drug war? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.